This is Triple H 100.1 FM. Good afternoon and welcome to Rotary Matters. My name's Ian Stewart and it's really good to be with you again on this beautiful sunny summer's day. Now, the idea of our programme is to put the spotlight onto some of the many worthy causes and the projects and the people who make up Rotary. Now, a core concept of Rotary is to help make a difference and to make the world a better place. It's achieved in countless ways, some of which we profile on this weekly programme, Rotary Matters. Now, a classic example is happening right now in mid-December. In shopping and community centres around the country, Rotarians are gathering gifts at what is called a Tree of Joy. Gifts which are then distributed before Christmas to people who would otherwise be overlooked at this time of year. For example, these could be women in a women's refuge, or elderly people in nursing homes and assisted care. The Tree of Joy idea makes sure these people are not forgotten. Now, a fine example is the Tree of Joy, run by the Rotary Club of St Ives on Sydney's Upper North Shore. It's well supported and makes a huge difference to the people who receive the gifts. In this case, they're elderly people living in facilities like retirement villages or nursing homes. So I was pleased to find out more about this and to have a talk just a couple of days ago with a very, very busy Rotarian indeed, Harold Morgan from St Ives Rotary Club, and Harold was able to tell me all about it. So today we're talking about a project of St Ives Rotary Club. It's been going for many, many years. It's very timely in that it happens in late December. It benefits a huge number of people and is served by members of St Ives Rotary Club. And with me is Harold Morgan from that club. Harold, the Tree of Joy. How does that actually fit into the avenues of service of your Rotary Club?
Well, for one thing, it gets all club members involved because we man the Tree of Joy through four sessions per day, 2 hours each session, three on Sundays, and that's for about a month, end of November through December. So all of the club get involved as putting their voluntary bits in on that Tree of Joy. And even those people that work during the week, they can help out at the weekends as they do. And it's vocational, it's no issue. But community-wise, it is a great bonder of the community. One, we contact almost anonymously the people in aged care to the general public. We go to the numerous aged care homes throughout the St Ives and other areas and collect gifts, wishes from the residents. These are then put onto a little card, which we then put onto the Tree of Joy, which the St Ives Shopping Centre very generously provides for us. Members of the public come along and take the cards, buy the present, wrap it up and bring it back to us, hopefully before the 18th of December. We then check off on a master list that we've got all the presents back. And then on 21st, 22nd of December, we deliver all those gifts to the nursing homes. So there's an enormous amount of community involvement with that one.
Right, so Harold, if I walk into the St Ives Shopping Centre, do I actually see something like a Christmas tree?
If you go into the ground floor of the shopping centre and go to the southern end, where the newsagents and Bed Bath & Table are, and Father Christmas is, we are set up behind the Father Christmas between him and the ANZ Bank. There is a Christmas tree there, and And earlier in the weeks, it's been loaded with little red cards, with a stocking and a little mouse on the front. And they contain all the gifts. As those cards are taken, we progressively replace them there. So it is quite visible, and it is a location where many, many of the shoppers come regularly, year after year. And some even say how they're looking forward to it and so glad you come back again, and very welcoming comments.
So Harold, who generally buys the gifts? Is there any particular demographic? Is it old people, middle-aged? Is it school children?
No, it's a fair mere mix of people. But yes, there are a lot of older people that buy them. So sometimes I think when I'm there, well, gosh, you're actually older than some of the people in these, unfortunate people in these aged care places. But no, but then there's mothers that come with their children and they explain that these are for gifts for, you know, older people, for grandmas and granddads, and the children's pick a gift. Then obviously go off and buy it by courtesy of their parents and then bring it back. And they are quite thrilled when they come back and present the gifts at the table. We clear them out every evening and they all come back to my garage where we start the sorting process and ticking off our master list.
You need to know, listeners, that Harold lives not far away from St Ives Shopping Centre. He's got this substantial garage, and for a large part of the year, it is stocked and stuffed with Rotary-related material, whether it's the Bobbo or whether it's the Bunnings barbecue, or as we're hearing today, the Tree of Joy gifts. Harold is such a generous Rotarian. I don't think he's ever got his car in his garage in the last few years.
There's the odd fortnight or week or two in between those things. I get it in the garage, yes.
So, Harold,
the Rotary Club, they should pay for the cleaning of it, because when it's not in the garage, it does get a bit of dirt on it. So,
the gifts are purchased by people who see the red cards on the Tree of Joy. Mm-hmm. The recipients are located in nursing homes or aged care facilities. How far away do you go from St Ives with these gifts?
Well, one of our original founders of the Tree of Joy. He was one of our founder members back in 1955. He died the year before last, age 104. But almost right up until the end, he was the welfare officer for the Harbour Diggers. He was an ex-serviceman himself. And in the early years, when there was a lot less nursing homes up in this area, he started taking gifts to the RSL club down at Narrabeen, or the RSL home. And we have continued, almost in his honour and his respect, we have continued doing that in the last couple of years after he passed away. So that's the furthest we go by long shot. All the rest are in this local area. Terry Hills, St Ives, Tunmurra, and all those local areas.
You've just referenced, I think, Walt Edwards, the 104-year-old, who was continuing to support and take part in this right until that very advanced age.
Yes.
A great inspiration.
Yes, absolutely.
And a member,
yes,
of your club. So it's a day or two prior to Christmas. The gifts are taken to these various nursing homes. Mm-hmm. The recipients don't necessarily know at that point that a gift is on its way to them. But I imagine it will be quite a surprise and make a big impact on them.
It does. I was very fortunate. We go back a bit. A couple of years ago, Channel 9 Current Affairs got hold of our story and ran a Goodwill article on their Current Affair program. And they wanted somebody to go to one of the nursing homes handing out the presents. Well, I'm also involved through another avenue of service I do with nursing homes. And so we went to one of the local ones in Gordon, and I was handing out the presents. And there was just one small present, which was a tin of Nivea cream. And so it's quite often when we get those small presents, we put something else with it, chocolates or some biscuits, to make it look a little bit better, particularly when people just give us a lipstick. I mean, that's all the resident has asked for, but it just seemed very mean. Anyway, I gave this lady her present. She carefully opened it and then looked at the tin of Nivea, and she was waving it around above her head saying, "Oh, look what I've got. I've got my Nivea. I've got my Nivea. I've got my Nivea." And she was absolutely thrilled to bits with getting her Nivea. So, yes, they do. I mean, some of the poor souls that have got dementia, they really don't know what's going on, but they still get a present, obviously nominated by the nurses and nursing staff. But no, it really brought home to me then how excited and how surprised these residents are just to receive a gift, mm-hmm, at Christmas. So it makes it all worthwhile when you see things like that happen.
Right. So for the benefit of our listeners, the Tree of Joy is located in St Ives Shopping Centre. It's open until the 18th of December, Harold?
Yes.
So you've got a few days now to get along there and choose a gift if you haven't already done so, and make sure it is returned to that tree in time for it to be distributed. It's a wonderful example of Rotarians putting service above self. And my personal congratulations to you, Harold, for the long-standing relationship that you have had with the Tree of Joy.
Of the 1,260 cards that we, or wishes that we had, and cards containing those wishes, as of last night, there were 5 cards left on the tree. All of the rest of them have been taken, and the presents at the moment are flooding back in. But if somebody does feel persuaded to help us out, we do have a donation box on the table, and that the donations in that box we use to purchase presents which don't come back. People get the cards, they lose them, they forget what they're doing with all the hustle and bustle of Christmas time, and so we find there is a small number of presents that don't come back each year, and then unfortunately some come back after the 18th or 19th when we've done our distribution. So we have to buy presents for those ones which are missing, and that's what the donations are used for. So yes, they can still come, grab one of the few remaining cards, or generously make a small donation, which also helps us greatly.
So that's Harold Morgan there, and we'll be rejoining that conversation with Harold a little later on in the show. Talking, and I spoke to Harold a bit further. I wanted to know about him and how he got involved in Rotary in the first place and what it means to him. This is Harold Morgan. Harold, but we'd love to know a little bit about your involvement with Rotary. When did you get started as a Rotarian, and what prompted you to do this?
I think it was about 10 years ago now. It seems almost a lifetime. I was walking a young dog that I had at one of the local parks and got talking to a lady who also had a fairly young dog, about the same age as mine. And something came up about Rotary, I can't remember what it was. And I said, I've been thinking about joining Rotary. She said, oh, I'm in St. Ives Rotary, I can introduce you. That all came about. But my motivation for actually thinking about Rotary or a service club was that when my wife was around, she passed away quite a few years ago, and the children were growing up, we did a lot of voluntary work for the schools. She was very keen on catering and other things, and I then consequently got roped in as well. So having done all that charity work with the schools, I then felt, well, why don't I carry on with some sort of charity work? So that's how I got involved in Rotary.
Good. And you've continued to do that with great vigour ever since. Tell us about some of the other projects. I know you, Harold, because we meet on Zoom every month to discuss the Bobbinhead Cycle Classic. What do you actually do on the Bobbo, Harold, on the day of the event?
I do a lot before the day of the event, because I, two areas. One, I help Tony McClelland on the registrations. So I arrange for the bib numbers to be printed and marked, all the race instructions, to get that the draft from our Paul Rickard and Michael Robertson, get the graphics done from that, and then we get those printed, 2,500-3,000 of them. I then collate all of the brochures from our various sponsors that are entitled to advertise their wares. We can all generous sponsors to us, and all those get put into an envelope together with the rider's number and mailed out to him, and I arrange all of that work and the mailing of them. So we have envelope stuffing days at my house, where I get quite a few of our local Rotary members and others just stuffing envelopes. In addition to that, I collect from the lockup the volunteer bags. So every volunteer on the Rotary, on the Bobbo, which is some 500, get a bag which has got their instructions in it as to where they have to go and what they're required to do. They get a drink of water, they get some other bits and pieces, and a muesli bar to sustain them through their hours of few hours that they're on the course. to organise as well. Then on the day, I help on the registrations from about 5 o'clock in the morning onwards. And when that's finished, my family then run the barbecue. So I go over and help the family to run that or get in their way or whatever I need to do.
It's a valued
and then problem. Enjoy the rest of, and then enjoy the rest of the day.
It's a very valuable part of the whole Bobo experience back at the Karua Oval, or we call it the Bobo Village. And if you're listening and riding, yes, make sure that you give Harold a big thumbs up and thank you. Harold,
I'm just one of many.
Well, it takes someone to lead it all. And yes. How do you think we can get more people involved in Rotary?
It's a hard one. I mean, we've tried to do that. The problem is that these days everybody gets so committed with other things. Mm-hmm. There is a general lack of community involvement. I mean, this is not only shown in the service clubs, but in bowling clubs and all sorts of other clubs where people just have a resistance or whatever it is, I don't know, sure, is getting involved. Certainly a lot of younger guys, I mean, as you realise, Ian, Rotarians are fairly an older breed. Sure, a lot of the younger families, younger people have got, younger people have younger children, school commitments, mortgage commitments, school fees and all those things. So I can see how it's difficult for them at times. But, I mean, I served the schools my children went to with voluntary work. I then switched to Rotary. So we just have to keep talking to people and encourage them and showing them what we do and how we do it. There's a number of people that come to the Tree of Joy that we sign up as friends of Rotary. So we do keep them in touch. They get our voluminous weekly newsletter prepared by our wonderful Di Barnes every week. And we generally invite them. We've had two or three of them come and help us on the Tree of Joy. They filled in a few shifts, which we thank them for. And hopefully from that we do. We have picked up the odd members through having the Tree of Joy there. So that's a difficult one. It's a question which every Rotarian asks throughout the world, I think. How do we get more Rotarians involved? Once you're in it, I think you see the benefits of it, you see the friendship of it, and you feel that, well, be a bit corny, that feel-good feeling of doing things. Oh, and after a very long, hard day on the Bobo, on the actual ride day, you feel, you sometimes sit down and think, why do I do this? But then you see how much money we make and how much money we give away to the charities, you think, well, that's why we do it. So keep doing it.
Okay. Well, look, Harold, you keep doing it too.
With an open heart.
You keep doing it too. Yeah. A wonderful Rotarian. And thank you for telling us about the Tree of Joy, yeah, and a little bit about your own personal involvement. And look forward to putting this program to air, which I will on Friday, and to helping spread the word about your wonderful work. Harold Morgan, thank you very much.
Ian, thank you.